Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
There's the haves and the have-nots. And so many of us think we have everything, yet we're miserable every day. We're angry at someone or wounded by someone every day. And yet our possessions, we have 2-car garages, some of us 3-car garages, and 4 cars, we wish we had a 4th-car garage. We have garage door openers, the greatest enemy of a neighborhood. People don't even have to speak to each other. They hit the door opener, they go in, they close it, never speak to a neighbor in 10 years. We have everything. And then there's the dar-dars of this world. Listen to what Paul says. This is Paul's charge to Timothy. He's writing to Timothy, by the way. Timothy had been discouraged and things that, and we'll see it later in the book of 2 Timothy, but I want you to listen to this charge. But you, man of God, did you hear that charge? Did you hear that charge? You, man of God. That's all, by the way, of us. Flee from all of this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of my witness. In the sight of God who gives you life to everything, and Jesus, and Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler and King of kings and Lord of lords, who is alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light. He lives in unapproachable light. It blinded Moses to see his backside. God sheltered him in the cleft of the rock, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen. Verse 17 says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain. Did anybody hear the story about, is it Jeffrey Epstein this week? Multi-billionaire. Commits suicide because of the charges that he's facing. There's not enough money to buy your name back. There's not enough money in this world to buy peace. There's not enough money in this world to buy power that would get you out of something like that. You're sitting in a jail cell 10 feet away from a murderer. And you're one of the wealthiest men in the world. It says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Did you hear that? God actually wants you to have a good time. God actually wants you to have entertainment. God actually put things here for our enjoyment. This is a great creator. He didn't want us to religious us up. Full of rules that you can't go have a good time. He warns us of things that are detrimental. By the way, jumping off a cliff, that's detrimental. I saw kids do it down in Puerto Rico, off a high bridge into a river. And you would go 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Every once in a while a head would come back up. We're standing there, and two of the guys on my trip, Joey, which was Tommy, and Joey, which was Gerald, would say, dude, I want to do that. I say, your mama say you can do that? Oh, no. I said, that's why you're not going to do that. Because I don't have in writing from your mama that you can jump from the bridge. You're not doing that. That's why they need a host. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, because the coming age is the only age that counts, guys. This age does not matter, except what your investments are. There was only two types of people. I really limit it to this, and I'm not a smart guy. Honest to God, I know I'm not a smart guy. Gina was the valedictorian of her high school class, and I was so not. So I had to marry her before she realized it. Here's the truth. There's only two types of people. There's investors and there's consumers. There's investors who invest in this world, invest in people. And when you arrive, people are so invested in you. They're just so glad, Nate, when you walk in the room. And Melissa, when you walk in the room, they're energized when you walk in the room, and they're sad when you leave the room. You see, that's called an investor, because we're just excited because you pour into us. And then there's the consumers. I don't know why nobody's talking to me at church. I don't know why people don't come and talk to me. I could sit there by myself and no one would say a word. I've heard that all my church life. Have you ever heard that? I have heard that. No one would ever speak to me if I didn't speak to them first. Go speak to them first. Be an investor. Believe that the Spirit of the living God has empowered you and enriched you. You are wealthy beyond recognition. We are wealthy in the things that really matter in the coming age. We are wealthy. Dardar is wealthy. He rides a little donkey. I got pictures of it. I'll show you if you want me to. He rides a little donkey. I can't tell if it's a mule or a donkey. But it's a little thing. It's the short little thing with the big ears. That's a donkey, isn't it? Is that a mule? Anyway, he ain't from Missouri. But he rides this little thing. You know, he rides it down to the store. And we're sitting there going, I finally had to say to these guys, he's got more than you think he does. What do they have it in storage or something? No, you're missing my point. No, it's being stored up, all right. But it's not in a storage unit somewhere. They are storing up, but they're storing up what really matters, and that is eternity. And he's more wealthy than you, because he ran in and got the thing that is so rare in that community, and that's food. He ran and got some of it because he knew he could be generous with you. Joey still has that apple, by the way. He said, I couldn't eat it. I kept trying to think of a way to get it back in his house. He said, you can't put it back. Can't put it back. You can bless his mama, though, if you want to with something, but don't bless her with something that will hurt her. Would get her into trouble, because people will destroy her. They will burn that house down to get to her possessions. Now I want to finish this. It goes on to say, Timothy, verse 20. Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from the godless chatter. Well, that's a good one. We could just stay on that one for a while. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed, and in doing so have wandered from the faith. Grace be with you. Let me tell you, there was a lady on this trip. Her name's Kim, and she brought her daughter on the trip. And Convoy called me just before I went. This is one of the reasons I felt so passionate I needed to be on this trip. I could have said no to the trip, but here's the reason, and I'm praying that you'll always understand. I'm led at times. I've actually said no to more trips than I say yes to. And I want you to know that. I don't even tell the elders how many times I've said no. There's no reason to tell the elders I've said no. But I've said no to more trips than I've accepted. But this one, when Matt Wilkie actually let me know, he's my boss at Convoy of Hope down in Springfield. He called me and said, there's a lady whose daughter was supposed to be on this trip, Sarah. She was 22 years of age. She was killed in a car accident 2 months ago. The church is going through the grieving process right now. It's an amazing young lady. Everybody loved her in the church. Everybody loved her in the church. Her little sister's going, and her name's Lily. Lily's 18. And Lily's really struggling with the loss of her sibling. Sarah was traveling down a freeway in Charlotte, North Carolina, and full speed ran at the back of a flatbed 18-wheeler and went up totally underneath, was killed instantly. State Patrol, actually, there was a state patrolman that knew the family, knew the church. They had actually been connected with the church. He called Pastor Dennis. That's who I worked with this week. And he let Pastor Dennis know we're all on our way over to Kim and her husband's house. We've got to tell him that Sarah was killed, and I just came from the accident scene. She was killed instantly. And when I greeted that, I said, no, I need to go. See, if you don't know, my brother was killed by a drunk driver on his 28th birthday. So I know what it is as a sibling to lose a sibling. And I really felt like, God, I need to be there. And I remember what I watched my mom go through, the loss of a child. And if you've ever done that, you'll know what I'm talking about. Or if you've ever lost a child, perhaps, you'll know the wound that perhaps this lady's going through. And so I greeted them at the airport, and I put my arm around her. I said, you must be Kim. I said, I want you to know all of Convoy of Hope is praying for you. The whole headquarters is praying for you. I want you to know that all of St. Charles River Church in St. Charles, Missouri is praying for you today. And I know that you did last week. Remember, Pastor Mike brought it to your attention to pray for this family. And Kim just put her arm around me. She said, you are Pastor Barry? Because they'd already told her who was going to be their host. I said, I am. I said, where's Lily? So I already knew those two names. Those are the two names I started memorizing as quickly as I could. I got Lily over at the airport. Forever left the airport, I said, girls, let's just talk about something. This is going to be a week we're going to dedicate to the Lord Jesus Christ, to His glory and His honor. And you're going to do things that Sarah was going to do, but you're going to do them on her behalf this week. And they just began to cry. They said, then you kind of understand what we're doing here. I said, yeah, no, you have a purpose this week. And you know, all week I prayed, and so did you. And some of you, thank you. I can just tell you, those of you who continue to pray through the week, can I tell you, the report needs to come back as to what took place.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.